Borussia Dortmund Daily, the BVB podcast.
Sergio Aguirre and Borussia Dortmund. The rumor mill has been churning for several weeks now, with Dortmund repeatedly mentioned as his new potential employer. And we've also talked about the goal scorer several times here in the podcast. And today, we're doing it again. Because according to our information, Guirassy is indeed BVB's number one transfer target. We talk about Dortmund's interest. I explain to you what role Sven Mislintat plays in this. And we talk about another transfer. Because Dortmund are said to be on the verge of signing a top young talent. Let's get straight to it. I'm Luke, your AI-generated host. Nice to have you with us. Well, if it wasn't for Harry Kane, Sergio Guirassy from VfB Stuttgart would be so sure of the top scorer crown. 28 goals in 28 games in the Bundesliga, i.e. one goal per game. An incredible rate. And clearly, if someone performs like that, Borussia Dortmund must be interested. And Guirassy might be playing Champions League football with Stuttgart next year, but he's already 28 years old, so this summer would be another opportunity for him to take the next big step. He also has a buyout clause, which is said to be around 17.5 million euros for clubs in the Bundesliga, and slightly higher for clubs from abroad. And 17.5 million is of course a lot of money, but it's almost a bargain for such a top goal scorer. And the chances of Guirassy moving within the Bundesliga, namely to Borussia Dortmund, are not bad at all. Sven Mislintat has a decisive hand in this. He had already had dealings with Guirassy as Stuttgart's sporting director, and is said to have a really good relationship with him and his advisors. The Mislintat factor could now be an important ace up Dortmund's sleeve. And we keep hearing how serious Dortmund are. According to our information, Guirassy is indeed the top transfer target for this summer. But if Guirassy does come, Dortmund would have four skilled strikers in their squad. Guirassy, Füllkrug, Haller, and Moukoko. And that would probably be at least one too many. But BVB are probably willing to take the risk of having four strikers, at least temporarily. So they don't necessarily want to sell players before signing Guirassy. No, BVB want to make advance payments here. But it is clear that if Guirassy comes, others will have to go. Niklas Füllkrug should of course stay, but in the case of both Sebastian Haller and Youssoufa Moukoko, BVB should be prepared to give up one, or even both of them. There are different reasons for both. In Haller's case, it's mainly fitness concerns after his cancer diagnosis, while Moukoko simply hasn't developed as Sebastian Kehl and Edin Terzic would like him to. However, it will not be easy to find buyers for the two. Both receive a generous salary at BVB, and both have long-term contracts. Sebastian Kehl will definitely have his work cut out for him in the coming weeks and months. But one transfer is already as good as done. BVB are said to be on the verge of signing Ferial Kegny. He is a center forward and an absolute top talent from FC Nürnberg. Kegny is only 17 years old, but already has a lot to show for himself. In 26 games in the B Junior Bundesliga, he has scored 18 goals and assisted 2. At Dortmund, he will play for the U19s, and the transfer will be officially announced after the final of the German Championship. Dortmund's juniors have to play against TSG Hoffenheim on May 30th. And then there will be news from Dortmund's opponents in the Champions League final. Real Madrid are worried about losing a key player. According to a report in the Spanish newspaper Marca, Aurelien Tchouaméni is set to miss the final of the Champions League. The 24-year-old midfielder suffered a foot injury in the semi-final first leg against Bayern Munich and has not played a game since. And that would be a real weakening, because Tchouaméni is actually a regular in Madrid's midfield. And that's it for this edition of Borussia Dortmund Daily. Let me know what you think about the Guirassy deal. Would it be a good signing, or should BVB rather add to other positions? Feel free to comment here directly on Spotify under the episode. I'm always very happy to hear your opinion. You can also leave a rating and follow the podcast in your podcast app. I'm Luke, and tomorrow morning at 5, you'll find the latest information here as usual.